Super Hits 93.5 Red FM.
It's a little over 9 o'clock on a Thursday morning. My name is Disha Oberoi. This is Super Hits 93.5 Red FM. Show ka naam morning number one. I've had a bunch of people tag me on social media, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, even on the Desi platform, KOO. If you're on it, we should stay in touch. Look for me. Asking me about the spike in the cases in Karnataka, coronavirus cases, and it is true. There are three states in India that have suddenly seen a bit of a spike. Maharashtra, which is contemplating, if not a full partial lockdown. Kerala, jiski halat itni buri hai that if anybody is coming back from Kerala to Bangalore or Karnataka, they have to get a rapid test done, valid not less than 72 hours. And of course, in our own state, where recently at an apartment complex in Bamanahalli, more than 100 people tested positive after they organized an event. And the scary part is 96 people out of the 103 were above the age of 60. Also, there's a medical college where about 40 plus students have tested positive. So there's been a bit of a hustle and bustle with the health ministry here in Karnataka. We were in conversation with the health commissioner, Trilok Chandra, who also continues to tell us which areas in Bangalore have been declared as containment zones. Take a listen to this.
Good morning, Disha. I'm Dr. Trilok Chandra, Commissioner of Health and Family Welfare, Government of Karnataka. This is with respect to cluster outbreaks which were reported in certain areas. So, where 5 or more cases have been reported, those areas are declared as containment zones by the local authorities. And as per the guidelines, the surveillance and testing would happen after that. So, this is specifically with respect to, like in Bangalore, there was one nursing college, another one, the apartment complex, where more number of cases were reported. So those have been designated as containment zones, and the surveillance activities have been commenced there. The regular COVID protocol would be in place. Like, those who are symptomatic would be tested immediately. The remaining people, after the 7-day quarantine, they would be tested again to see that any of them have contracted the infection or not.
I'm going to remind you that if you have family, friends, colleagues coming back from Kerala into Karnataka, they need to get a rapid test done, valid not less than 72 hours. And in case you have to travel to Maharashtra or people coming from there, be a little careful and be aware before you book your tickets, because the state may or may not go into a partial or full lockdown. The state chief minister has been hinting at a few things, but nothing's been officiated. Keep an eye out for that developing story as well. What you do keep an ear out for is my contest that kicks off on the other side of this track from Rabta. You stand a chance to win vouchers worth 3,500 rupees, and it's around the Indian Premier League. You know, today at 3 p.m., it's going to be the auction for Edition 14 in Chennai. Stay tuned. Bajate raho.
Super Hits 93.5 Red FM pe. This is Sushant Singh Rajput.
Hi, this is Kriti Sanon.
Aap log bhi bas Red FM bajate raho.
Bajate raho. Morning number one pe. Disha. Morning
number one pe. Every Monday to Saturday, 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. 93.5 Red FM. Bajate raho. Disha.